Access Intimacy and Liberatory Access. Mingus Access Intimacy, open footnote, open quote. And I want to be clear, I didn't invent access intimacy. I simply gave a name to something that was happening in my life, and I hope it's useful to others. Just because you named something doesn't mean you invented it. Close quotes, Mingus 2017. Close footnote. Mingus Access Intimacy is about the closeness that happens when someone has an immediate or intuitive understanding of your access needs. When certain conditions are met in a moment of relationality that mean you can be vulnerable, cared, and caring for someone else, sometimes without previously having known each other. Mingus uses access intimacy to imagine a different way in which able and disabled people can imagine a different future, one that cannot be brought into being by policy, bureaucracy, or design. It's a call for political reorganization of the world around interdependence and away from ideas of sovereignty. Open quotes. Liberatory access gets us closer to the world we want and ache for, rather than simply reinforcing the status quo. It lives in the now and the future. There is no liberatory access without access intimacy. And in fact, access intimacy is one of the main criteria for liberatory access. Liberatory access understands addressing inaccessibility and ableism as an opportunity for building deeper relationships with each other, realigning ourselves with our values and what matters most to us, and challenging oppression. Liberatory access calls upon us to create different values for accessibility than we have historically had. It demands that the responsibility for access shifts from being an individual responsibility to a collective responsibility. That access shifts from being silencing to freeing, from being isolating to connecting, from hidden and invisible to visible, from burdensome to valuable, from a resentful obligation to an opportunity, from shameful to powerful, from rigid to creative. It's a good thing, kind of access. The moments when we're pleasantly surprised and feel seen. It is a way of doing access that transforms both our today and our tomorrow. In this way, liberatory access both resists against the world we don't want and actively builds the world we do want. Close quotes, Mingus 2017. I propose we think about intimacy in an abolitionist way. I know that we live in a world that is mediated by laws, contracts, and infrastructures built upon and which consolidate the idea of property and rentiers. But I propose that we should imagine and practice a different way of being that is invested in relations over property. We are too solely invested in the idea that the way to solve issues of labor and distribution and even equality is to multiply access to property rights. And the two texts introduced by this prompt are Access Intimacy, The Missing Link, from 2011, and Access Intimacy, Interdependence and Disability Justice from 2017. And they're both from Mia Mingus' blog, Living Evidence.